made a note.
That we're holding check number 450981 till next week because we're short one commission for approval.
Approval of previous meeting minutes for the regular session, August 6, 2018, and then we have some for August 6, 2018 executive session.
Make a motion that we approve the minutes August 6, 2018.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I make a motion we approve the executive session meetings August 6, 2018.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Planning and zoning vehicle discussion. Mr. Sterrett, I have an email from you on the 2002 Jeep Liberty, and sounds to me like the thing to do is to go ahead and buy the Jeep back for $385.
Mm-hmm. That'd be my recommendation.
And we'd be buying it from, what's the name of the insurance company?
Is it not Mopern? I can't remember. Mopern?
And then what? Then a check will be issued to the county for $2,965?
Correct.
Yeah.
Has that got the 500 deductible out?
Yeah, it's $3,850 minus 500 deductible minus the $385 gets you the $2,965.
And the Jeep is, I guess it's
a Jeep. Would it take a little more? If we buy the Jeep back for the $385, would we issue a check to Mopern?
They just take that.
So we just need the motion that we agree to, or do we need a motion on that?
I think that I can make a motion to go ahead and to on the Jeep 2000, the 2002 Jeep Liberty, I'll make a motion to buy back the Jeep for $385. And, I mean, that's all I need.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Okay.
That's what you need?
That's what we need. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Bid recommendations for Airport Engineering Consultant number 201-806-411. I have, Mr. Erickson, I have your letter dated July 11th, 2018, or that's the bid date.
Yes, sir. Thank you. That was issued this morning for today's award recommendation.
For the
Thank you for having us. Yeah, this is for Airport Engineering Consultant which we've had in place for many years, and that agreement, previous agreement, had reached its end of life.
Can you just state your name for, so she can put it on the record?
Yeah. I'm Ron Erickson, Director of Purchasing for Taney County. I'm here with the Airport Manager.
Mike Mullen.
Mike Mullen.
Okay, go ahead.
Mike had requested that we put out a new request for qualifications, given the fact that the existing contract was set to expire. He brought this project to my attention on June the 2nd, and I released a request for qualifications based on what the airport board was looking for. That particular process closed on July the 11th of this year. We received two responses. We opened those responses here. Mike took possession of those responses and presented them to the Taney County Airport Board. On August the 1st, Garver and Lochner, which were the two responses that we received, each made presentations to the Taney County Airport Board selection group. An evaluation process was used based on a similar process being used by Missouri Department of Transportation. The two companies designated for presentations were rated on a previously weighted scale by three members of the selection committee. The final scores for each were Garver out of Fayetteville, Arkansas, 171 points. Lochner out of Kansas City, Missouri, 155 points. So, Airport Manager Mike Molnick and I are here this morning to request a motion vote to award to Garver LLC for a 5-year period. And the projects that they'll be engaged in will be based on particular MoDOT grants that are in the works now. Mr. Mullick, would you like to add anything to your award recommendation?
I'll just say the committee met with Garver and Lochner and went over basically five different criteria for the selection, which was proximity to the airport, experience with airports of our size, the ability to help with appropriations of funding, history of projects completed, and then references. And at the end, Garver had the highest score, so we'd like to stay with Garver for any projects that come up within the next 5 years.
That particular time frame is consistent with what we've done in the past, and any potential subsequent agreements would be forwarded by that particular awarded vendor once the commission awards, and then submit those agreements on a case-by-case basis through legal and make us aware of that.
Mr. Molnick, would that agreement begin starting today through 5 years, or is there a date time?
Yes, that part would start.
But when does the old agreement that you have end?
It ended last year sometime.
Oh, it ended last year.
Right, correct.
Okay. So this is August the 13th.
Yeah, I know somebody's having a birthday today.
I do too. So these are 23. I make a motion we accept the agreement for Airport Engineering Consultant, Garver LLC, from today, August 13th, 2018. To end on August 13, 2023, for engineering consultant.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Thank you. University of Missouri Extension Update.
Hi, I'm Willow Williams, ready to give our update. So it's back to school time. After this, I'll be leaving for a lot of open houses, so that's our 4-H Youth Development Specialist reports. Of course, you know about Branson's Back to School Bash, and we were there representing. So that's our biggest news. Barb helps out a lot with that, and we get to see a lot of people in the community with that. And that's always a big success with us in getting our programs out there to everyone, not just 4-H programs, but everybody knows a lot about Master Gardeners. And so I think 4-H and Master Gardeners are probably the biggest name programs that people automatically say, yes, that's University of Missouri. And, of course, VITA is a big program that people know us for. So if you see the other reaching out reports, you'll see that Sandra, she's going to have some upcoming workshops. I think the Etsy Craft Entrepreneurship Workshop is a 5-part series. It's going to be at the Branson Landing. We don't know exactly when still. I think we talked about that at our council meeting. But that's upcoming. And digital marketing. Etsy, if you don't know much about Etsy, that's kind of a new marketplace, kind of like Amazon, but things are really made by local makers and they really market it a whole lot. But instead of at craft fairs and everything, everything's online.
And that's called
what? Etsy, E-T-S-Y. So it really is a new thing, and so, or not really new, probably about the past 5 years or so. And it's online, but a lot of times they'll bring Etsy to local markets too. So I've seen Etsy fairs happening too. So I'm really surprised that we haven't seen it here, or maybe we have seen it here and I just haven't been a part of it, where they'll have Etsy markets as well. We're not just farmers markets, but an Etsy market happening here. So maybe that's something that will happen in the future as well. An Etsy market, like a stable market, will be here as well. So for instance, someone wants to make their own jewelry and they just don't have enough money for a brick and mortar store. So they'll just market it and sell it on an Etsy store. So that'll be their storefront. So, and it's a great way to do it. Sell it out of their home. So sooner or later they might open a storefront, or they'll sell it on Etsy as well as selling it through the local store as well. So they'll sell it through several different places.
It's a common place to go instead of creating their own website to sell it. Then they can do it through that.
Yeah, that's definitely correct. So I've seen a lot of people do that with their food. So these days with farmers markets, they do that with their food. So they might sell hummus, for instance, at the farmers market, and they'll start at the farmers markets, and then they'll start selling it in local grocery stores, selling it maybe to local restaurants, and they'll just continue and continue, and maybe they'll, sooner or later, they'll open up their own restaurant, or maybe they'll just continue doing it through those places. But Etsy allows them to do that. So with Sandra, what she's doing is she's helping them go through those hurdles, like here's the best way to take photographs of your jewelry, for instance. Here's a way to, you know, brand your jewelry. Here's the logistics that you need to go through. Here's strategies for growth. So it's a 5-part series to go through all of that.
And Sandra is the business consultant to help.
Yes.
Small business owners to get.
And a lot of people do come to her, like, how do we deal with taxes? You know, as as somebody who's starting out, how do we deal with taxes? How do we deal with going from one state to another? How do we deal with things online? It's not as simple sometimes as you may think. And so instead of asking just one person or another person, you get to ask Sandra, who that is her business to deal with.
Does a person set an appointment to get a small business that trying to start it?
And so, if you look, the business clients counseled, she has 61 counseling sessions, and that is her job to deal with those counseling sessions.
So she does this in how many counties?
I don't know how many counties, but it's not like some specialists have 17 counties. I don't think she has 17 counties, but I do know she probably has 3 or 4. So spring.